JB and Billy started strong.
Oh, well, we're off to a crafting start. Jumped out of the block.
And they've only gotten better.
We're crawling to the line,
We're not breasting the tape, Jim.
So Triple M's Rush Hour is taking a bye.
I'll have a spell.
And instead, we give you the best of JB and Billy.
Do you reckon anyone on any other show is rolling with this sort of stuff?
It's the Rush Hour's mid-season break.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Today, Bill, we chat to the great LA Peter Dacos.
Ah, what a legend he was, Jimmy boy. Plus, we look back at the time I raced a camel.
We also look back at you trying to figure out the difference between the Arctic and the Antarctic.
Mm-hmm.
But next, Topics Brayshaw. Mm.
This is the Rush Hour's mid-season break. The best of JB and Billy in 2022.
I feel good!
We are asking, JB.
Oh, well, what Fat and I are doing is having a grizzle.
Yeah,
because every time your kids want something, a 2, 3, 4 hunch jumps out.
Every time
So how much are your kids costing
you? Back in the day, remember, they go, you give them 10 or 20 bucks.
Bill.
Not anymore.
My old man used to take what he called a chink out of his pocket,
yeah,
a fiver. And Bill, I'll never forget it, he used to go like this with it. He'd break the fiver out and then he'd rub it together like that to make sure there wasn't another one folded in by it. And then he'd hand it over. That's all you get.
Oh, my.
$5.
And now it's got to be 50. It's got to be a pineapple.
Justin's in Tarnead. Hello, Jay.
Jay.
Hello.
We're whinging here.
I forked out $900 for a trampoline for the kids, and within a few weeks, the wind come and destroyed it. They were pretty devastated, so I had to buy a new one.
900
for a tramp?
Yeah. It's a pretty big enclosed one.
I was going to say, that's a good tramp. Angela is in Shep. Hello, Ange.
Hello, how are you?
All right, we're talking about how much your kids cost you.
Well, I'll tell one story. They've cost me more than this, but $824 going past a red light camera 3 times in 15 minutes, forward and back and back again, driving his father's car. So $824 and 8 points on his
watch. Oh,
no. That's you're going to pay.
In 15 minutes.
Well, we negotiated.
Yeah.
He was a first year apprentice with not much money. So, what do you do?
I love it. Well done. Stay there, Ange. That's quality. Dom's in Pascoe Vale, Fat.
A Dommy.
How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, Dom.
Have they told you how much I've forked out on my kids' teeth so far?
No, we're about to hear.
All right, I'm up to 42K.
No chance.
Tell us how.
My eldest had to have jaw surgery, and she had top braces and bottom braces. She's cost me $30,000.
Oh,
and my number two has just finished hers. She cost me $12K, and my son got to have his braces done in the next couple of years.
$42,000.
Yeah, I'd just be saying you're on your own, Chompers.
$42,000, boys. You believe that crap?
I don't.
Hey,
and
Dom.
I'd be saying you're on your own, Chompers.
Like,
look after yourself after you turn 18.
Jim,
do you get any help from private health?
Yeah, private health or anything like that, Dom?
Yeah, that doesn't work, mate. Don't worry about that.
Doesn't work,
you reckon? All right, Sharon's in Harston. Have I got that right, Shaz?
Yeah, Harston in country Victoria.
Beautiful.
Up near Tatura, I reckon.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, Fat. Tell us what's happened with your children.
Okay, so I had a couple of daughters that I sent off to private school, and all of their time I kept telling them, you're going to be a lawyer, are you going to be a doctor, ever since they were in primary school.
Yep.
At about grade 6, my eldest of the two turned around and said, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be a beautician. And I'm like, what the hell? Who put that in their head? So $20,000 a year just with this one child to go to private school. Year 11, she fails, and she becomes a childcare worker.
Well, that's all right.
They're both great occupations, but they're not helping financially.
No! I've bloody hundreds of thousands of dollars in bloody school fees for me to become a childcare worker. Seriously.
So no more kids went to private school?
Oh, no. The other one did. She became a lawyer. She was a bloody legend. But this one, I was like, where the hell did you come from? You were the definite rogue sperm. You were.
Oh, I love that. Well, Fat.
Shazza, have a listen to Shazza. Not happy, Shazza.
In fact, you and I have both got children that went to the most expensive school in Australia.
And
how's that gone for
them? They're not launching any rockets,
any
Jim.
Four of them.
None of them. No rockets, Jim.
What
no
the
rockets.
Hell, Justine in Frankston South. Justine?
Oh, howdy. Yes. So we have six children.
Yes.
My husband blessed me with three boys, three girls. So can't complain.
Yeah.
And they've all gone on to study further. But they each had braces. Ooh. So that was like, well, $6,500, $7,000 each.
Right, it's 40, then, 42.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then four of the six
yep.
went to school in France.
Oh, my God.
So from Frankston to France.
Yes.
Wow, where are you, Justine?
Yes, yeah, so Frankston South, Billy.
Come on, fat.
Is that Mount Eliza, is it?
No, just Frankston South.
Oliver's Hill.
Yeah. And, yes, but they've gone on to uni, and but they always had part-time jobs. Like, they always, they've always helped and... Yeah, so.
But
yeah,
you and your husband would have had to work too. So good on you, Justine.
Yeah.
And Wayne in Mount Martha. Are we going to Wayne?
Yes.
Yes. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Good, Wayne.
Well, it was actually me. It was a neighbour. He came screaming out of the house one day. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Got to go, mate. The bloody kids sunk the boat. $80,000 brand new boat. Oh. Forgot to put the bungs in the hole, so the boat sunk.
$80,000 Oh, I love this. It's a good topic, this fact, actually.
Thank you, Jim.
Someone else must have thought of it.
Yeah, no, I think you told me.
The Dacos brothers are lighting up the AFL.
Nick Dacos for goal number one. And he kicks it. Over the back, Dacos, Josh. Snap, left, got it.
Following in the footsteps of our next guest.
Tap to the advantage of Dacos. Look at the gather. The right foot snap. This is a miraculous kick.
Please welcome Collingwood legend Peter Dacos.
Oh, Jim, how lucky we are to have Nick and Josh's Dacos's dad here. Peter, welcome. How are you, Dakes?
Billy, how you going, buddy? Good, good, JB. Yes. Good to be on, boys.
That's the way. Now, I'll tell you what I've loved. You celebrating the goals. You've loved them as much as the boys, and they flash up to you in the stand, and there you are going berserk.
Oh, well, Billy, I can tell you they're not rehearsed, so you don't know when that next goal's coming. And I'll tell you, it's not as if they're scoring goals at will. So you've got to make the most of each one as they come along. So, yeah, look, it's... I can say, and I keep telling myself to settle down, but
no.
Yeah, I've been up to a bit of mischief when they score, but I love it. Yeah, it's
no, bugger that, Dakes. Yeah. The families, you know, we've all been involved in clubs. You two as players, and when I was at North, the families ride every bump. You're the disappointments of injury or selection or whatever. So when the bloody good stuff arrives, mate, you got to celebrate.
Yeah, well, JB, I thought I might have had some good hiding spots, but the camera tends to find you. You know, these days with getting online and booking your ticket, they know where you're sitting, so they tend to come to you pretty quickly. But, look, I agree. I think, we do ride every bump, and you know, Billy's had Oscar out there, and you know, as I say, everyone gets to see the finished product, so you don't get to see how much work they put in, so it's nice when it comes off for them.
I know with my older brothers, young blokes, Andrew and Angus, it's an interesting conversation because their mum, Deborah, gets very worried about their safety and all the rest of it. Mark turned around to him, Dakes, at one stage and said, "You never gave a shit about me when I played." And she turned around and said, "Yeah, but you never got anywhere near the ball."
Yeah.
So how do you go and your beautiful wife, you know, how do you handle that side of it?
Oh, well, yeah, look, I think we've been around. I think, look, we sit in the stands, so I get pretty anxious because you'd like to be out there supporting them, which naturally can't happen. But having said that, look, you know, that's why it probably gets back to when it does well, JB, you know, you're up and at them, and you know, at the end of the day, you do get a little bit concerned, although these days there's a little bit more protection reserved for the boys, and you know, that's probably, you know, it gives you a bit of peace of mind, but it's still a pretty brutal game for a lot of reasons. The running and they hit like mules, and they hit fairly, but you know, we don't get to feel it. But I've got a, you know, there's peace of mind, I think, with just what goes on. And even young Will Day going down yesterday, you know, if you if you think you get away with it, you don't, because they'll whether it's 24 hours, 48 hours, they'll come looking for you if you've done the wrong thing. So it keeps everyone at peace.
Do you watch like I used to with watching Oscar? All you do is watch Oscar, or do you watch Nick and Josh, and you don't watch any of the other game, Dave?
No, that's it, Billy. I'm not a ball watcher. Because for me, it's really about, you know, learning to play when you haven't got it. So I'm, you know, when I get to a chance to talk to the boys, it's more about their positioning off the ball and, you know, where they are and, you know, looking for that next one, you know. So whether they put themselves in the front line or in a position that might just get them involved. So for me, yeah, I agree. I'm no different to you. You tend to watch everything, and I remember one day I said to Josh, we went to a game and we were watching a game, and I was telling him to watch Bucks off the ball, and I said to him, oh, you know, like at half time they had the stats on there. I said, so how did Bucks go? What do you reckon his positioning there? He goes, yeah, he's good, Dad, but geez, he scratches his nuts and he's, you know, he's picking his nose. So he took everything in. So.
He was having a good look at him, wasn't he?
Yeah. So, you know, but that's what it's all about. It's off the ball, and that's where I sit with the boys.
Anyone who's under 30 fat, get on the computer at home, get on YouTube, put the words Peter Dacos in there, and watch this master at work. Yeah. This is as full a trick bag as I've seen on a footballer ever. So get around what a star this man was, because, by God, his kids are good, but his dad was a bloody legend.
Spot on.
Hey, Dakes, great chatting to you, mate.
You boys are champions.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's him.
That's him.
You're not listening. He is.
Triple M. Oh, now I have an email.
Oh, you don't.
Email.
From who?
Heavesy.
Heavesy.
Yep. I don't know where he's from, Heavesy. He hasn't put his address in anywhere.
What's the first line?
Well, I'm just, hang on a sec. I'm going to get my head around where Heavesy's from.
Righto. Heavesy.
Right, because I don't like not doing it properly.
Yeah.
And he's from Preston, Heavesy.
Are we still on? Are we?
Yep. Yeah, Heavesy from Preston. Hey, Jim. You are the king of...
There it is.
Well, Bill, they know that they're not going to get read out unless they actually address us properly. But he goes on to say...
Yes.
The other day, I was having a beer with a mate of mine who was reminding me of the time you two idiots did a camel race and the camel ran away with fat on board. I think it was at Moonee Valley. Now, Bill, I'm happy to be called an idiot, but I don't reckon I was there. I don't remember it.
It was a while ago. How long ago do you reckon it was?
It's got to be in the first couple of years.
Crikey. I remember it, Jim, because I was on the bloody camel.
You were, and it took off.
It did take off.
Out into the bloody suburbs.
Well, first of all, we set up, I think it was a listener and I, both come out on the Moonee Valley racetrack.
Yes.
On camels, dressed up in jockey gear, and then we go down to the straight of Moonee Valley, if you don't mind. So it was about 150-metre straight, and we had a race down the straight, which was fine, and Ewan was in charge. He's running the show. I don't know about health and safety, Jim. Wow, we poor old fat's
well,
on top.
Well, the vision
of
I've seen, you're almost hanging off its arse.
Well, that's right. Bloody
Why
dangerous.
Why are you sitting that far back?
I think I was weighted. Oh. I just waited that way, Jim. Anyway, it was a 100-metre dash down the straight at Moonee Valley. So away we go, and that's all fun, and we're wired up and things like that. Mm-hmm. But no one thought about what happens when the race is over. So we go across the line.
And you're not a camel jockey.
I'm not a camel jockey. And they go quick. How fast can they go?
65K an hour.
Jim.
And Bill, you don't know what you're doing. No, you've never raced a camel.
I've never. And I'm on top of the high. If I fall off, poor old fat's fat.
So I know that.
But no one thinks about when we go across the line. Of course, we go across the line. Everyone's laughing. Well done, well done. The camel doesn't bloody stop. It keeps going. Mm. Guess where I ended up?
Where?
Buckle Street.
Oh, Jim, you did not.
Jim, Buckle Street.
You did not.
I was dodging trees and cars and trucks.
Oh,
mate,
no.
My camel wouldn't stop. I think we've got some more.
All right, let's have a listen, because Heavesy's requested it.
Heavesy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in 3, two, one, go!
Go!
Bill's taken off very, very strong. And go, Stu up the inside. Hey. Bill, how are you feeling? Oh, how are the boys?
Oh, mate, I'm flying down here.
Colorado has taken off.
Oh, shit, where's he going now?
It's going to be hard to call, but I think Stu from Narre Warren has got across the line. Bill Brown, he's taken off into the mountain yard.
Oh, no.
Colorado. Oh, no. What's going on
Colorado,
here?
Colorado, where are you going?
And they're not stopping. They've taken off around the bend. The camels have not stopped past the post.
How do we stop them?
And they're running. And they're still running. As they head for the city, Colorado down the inside.
Good boy.
A good boy.
That was Higo. Oh,
that's Big Hig.
Big Hig.
I can't remember that happening, so I mustn't have been there.
Because honestly, we finished, we went through the mounting yard, then we went out of the actual stadium, went out of Moonee Valley, like there's a little thing, we walked out of that.
We were walking past Dennis Pagan's house on a camel.
Pago's out watering the garden. I said, g'day, Pago, how are you? He said, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can I just please have GVO? Good vibes only, please. That's what we want today.
Jesus, the last 3 days have been freezing, haven't they?
But it's really cold, but then it's also raining.
Yeah, they said it was a polar blast we were going to cop.
A polar blast.
Polar blast.
Yeah, well,
now we have copped it.
It's called Antarctica.
Here we go.
Yeah, shouldn't have gone with this.
No, come on.
Because polar bear means what? I'll come back to you. Oscar told me the other day. Hang on, let me ring him.
He's polar bears.
Oscar. Yes.
Where?
In the South Pole.
Hang on. Rabbits.
No, it's Jim, just go to a break.
Oh, we're not even doing a
wrap.
We're about to go to your wrap.
Actually, go to the wrap. I've got to report out.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour. Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog. It's Billy's All Sports Report.
He didn't even get Antarctica right.
Or anything after it.
If someone knows why it's called Antarctica, Africa.
It's the Arctic Circle, yes, and the Antarctic Circle, but what is the reason for Antarctica? That's what you're asking.
Because there's no polar bears on it.
What? So it's anti-polar bears, is it?
Anti-polar bear. That's what Antarctic means. Right. We've got Nathan there. Nath, please confirm that I'm right.
Look, afternoon, boys. Yeah. Look, I don't think I'd ever say this, but yeah, Billy's spot on. Billy's spot on. Yeah, you take it back to the Greek and Arctic, or I think it's Arctos, excuse my Greek pronunciation, means bear. So Arctic is bear and anti is opposite. No.
No bear.
So no bear.
Polar bear, Jim.
That's it, mate.
Jim, so you got something to say?
Nath, we never doubted that he was right or wrong. We just couldn't understand anything he said.
I couldn't understand it either, to be honest with you.
Thank you, Nate. Lovely to hear your voice. Let's go to Toby.
Toby.
Oh, hello, Toby. Have you got a joke?
No jokes, but Billy, you're 100% correct.
See?
Bill, you didn't say any of that.
I don't know what I said, to be honest. But you knew the sentiment, what
you
I was trying to say.
After the song. You didn't say it at the setup time.
Well, I shouldn't have said anything.
No, you shouldn't have.
And my mouth opened and stuff come out.
Well, we always love Toby ringing, of course.
Toby, but you're saying that I'm right also, that Arctica means polar bear and anti means no bear. There you go.
Arctic.
Correct.
The one you're
talking
about.
Greek word for bear is Arctos, and anti-Arctos is Antarctica.
Anti-Arctos. See, Jim? Thank you.
Nah.
I love being right. You're wrong. You're wrong.
No, we didn't say anything.
Oh, Fats done it again.
And neither did you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
All right, Bill.
Got one.
Anything?
So-so.
Hello to you, Willis.
Oh, g'day, Jimmy boy. The 11th of May, and what a day it is, hoes.
And our very own James Brayshaw's turning 55. Oh.
What the hell?
That was courtesy Marty Sheargold show this morning, man. And happy birthday, James.
55.
No, 42.
No.
I'm going
backwards. Younger than me?
I'm going backwards.
Wow.
I've
congratulations.
Found a way
Whitney's in the
to
studio.
Go backwards.
Hang on.
Wow, Wee.
Look at this.
Have you been baking, Whit?
Whitney made you a tart.
Come on, Whit.
Bloody hell, that's like a pecan pie.
And behind you.
And a Triple M prize pack.
You get a Triple M prize pack.
You get a prize pack, Jim. What's in it?
What's in it?
Yes.
Shapes.
And?
Triple M footy. Little mini footy.
And?
Mini footy.
Triple M cap.
Oh.
Lollies?
And some lollies.
Yes, good. Yes. I'm glad you. I want to share them with
and
you.
And a pecan pie.
And a pecan pie.
Wow.
Which...
I got this for you.
Oh, Hosey's got you a bowl of red.
Boy, I think. A nice.
Jeez, you've
Jeez,
got
you've
some...
gone. Have you pushed the boat out here?
You know, it's in one of those special bottles.
It's a long neck.
A Melbourne bitter long neck. The King Brown.
It's a King Brown.
This day's getting better.
Well done, Jim. Happy 55th.
Yes, thank you. We'll just have to lift the top off that villain.
Oh, well, it might have it during the show.
All that over.
You've got to drink it out like a stubby.
Yeah.
Not.
So yesterday it was your birthday, James.
Yes.
We've got a newish team together. So Whit's in charge now. I've joined. Eth is still here, but he's doing a little bit more than usual. We've got Maddie here.
Onion.
He's not included in this.
Unreasonably large head.
He gets in
Rabs
the road.
Is usually here. Rabbits, wasn't here for your birthday. Yes. I don't know if he would have approved what we did.
No.
So we tried to get a message for your birthday yesterday.
Right.
From somebody.
Who?
Famous.
Right.
But they didn't get it to us in time.
Oh.
But we've got it today.
Right.
Let me play it for you.
G'day, Jamie. Billy Brownless here, mate. Wishing you a happy birthday, JMO. Good on you, buddy. You're a fan. That is good. I hope you have a big day, big night, and a couple of frothies for JMO for his birthday. Now the silo story. Me and a couple of mates driving up to a wedding, West Wylong.
Making good time, having a couple of frothies. 40 to a pub, 40 to one in the bar. What's up, 40? Original boy come down, 12 years ago from Darwin. Get that 40 over the silo across the road. No one can do it. Couple more beers.
Bang. I kick it over the silo.
Mate, we just went back. This mate's a little Republican. Then we had to get to the wedding.
And we went to the wrong wedding, believe it or not. It wasn't Flaggy's wedding. Ah, good on you, JMO. You're a good boy, you're a hard worker, and you think of others. That is fantastic. Happy birthday to you, Jamie, from me, Billy, from the Cats.
Yeah.
So,
is that one of those ones you pay for?
A cameo.
Yeah, we paid for a cameo.
Did you pay for that?
We thought we'd put Jamie, and we wrote optional details. He's a true champ and a real hard worker. So he's always thinking of others. This is the perfect gift. So we got him to do a message for you.
But he didn't know.
But he got in late,
and it was for you.
But this is our favourite bit of the whole message.
You're a good boy, you're a hard worker, and you think of others. That is fantastic.
See?
That is true, by the way. That's the only true thing you've said.
So
you got paid by us to do a message to me, and you didn't know it was for me.
Who's Marion that booked it?
Well, it's Maddie Haywood's mum's name.
because I was running late on this one.
Because my birthday was yesterday.
So it came through and it said, tell Jamie about the solo story.
It's his favourite story, the solo story. It was a typo. You could have worked it out.
Well, I couldn't work out what solo story was, so I wrote back to Marion.
Water
and
tank.
And said, what is it? And it's come back, sorry, it's a solo. So whatever it was.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that was you guys.
Yeah.
I did that today. It was one of my best bits.
So surely we haven't paid him for that.
Yeah.
Well, he can pay for our dinner tonight before we go to front bar.
And give it 5 stars, please.
No.
We have to rate it.
Rate it five stars.
Really?
Just give him no stars.
I've got to show you the photo that he uses for the cameo. It has to change.
Oh my God.
Seriously, the worst thing I've ever seen.
We'll get Ethan to put it up.
I can't believe that was you guys. I did some of
That's not professional. It's him from underneath with the chins holding a frothy.
No. Where? Give me a look.
Not professional. No. Also, how much do you charge?
Cheap.
$180 it cost.
No!
You did not pay
$180 for that.
Sorry,
crap.
It went up to $200. There must have been some sort of extra fee.
How? You know what I got? $68 I got.
What?
Yes. $100+ for that garbage.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Apple Google took $38.
Apple Google? That's a new company in town.
What is
Apple
that?
Apple Google.
Anyway,
please. Happy birthday from Bill.
Never do that again, Hose.
Not on your life. Not on your life.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill had what can only be described as a brain fart. What properly crap thing are you obsessed with?
What?
Well, I asked this question because you two clownfish, old fat and fat.
Oh, clownfish.
Are obsessed with a show called Tipping Point. It's a show in the afternoon from the United Kingdom where little discs are dropped down a chute.
Yes.
and then the bottom bit goes back and forth and until the discs get pushed off the front,
and
that's how you earn money.
And they fall off, and that's the money you get, unless there's a question mark or a dollar sign.
It is the most boring show on television with very boring people on it,
yeah.
And yet you two dingbats know all about
it. You got into it the other day, and they're going to get the star.
You can't get enough of it, idiots.
There's something about it, Jim.
It's like something at the Royal Show.
Well, it's like an arcade.
It's a 2P machine.
Yeah.
In England.
So what's that about?
Well, it's just, it gets you in, you know.
No,
well,
it gets you two in.
You actually start watching. I should be on air, by the way. But you start watching
just
it.
Just before we go to air.
And it gets you in, Jim. I don't know what it is.
It gets you in.
No,
and,
I love it.
And Bartholomew.
And then it nearly pushes them, and a few fall over, and everyone's happy.
An idiot. He sits there watching it, and he gives it the, nah, that's a bad drop. It's gone down the wrong side. That won't work.
I just read a couple of reviews, Jim. 3 out of 5
Oh.
They gave it. Oh. And also some said it's flimsy. It's a very flimsy
it's
show.
It's the worst show on television. Connor joins us first in Gladstone Park.
Connor Monster, what do you got?
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate.
JB, you've mentioned that the boys like Tipping Point.
They love it.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, me and my family, we can't get enough of it.
Ah, there you go, Jim. It's good, isn't it?
Which bit's good about it?
I don't even know, to be honest. It's exciting.
So you and mum and stepdad all get there and all watch it, do you?
Yeah, so I walked out and they were watching it, and I'm like, what is this? And, you know, I sat down for 5 minutes having a go, and it's at it, and I couldn't stop watching. It's just exciting.
It gets you in.
It just pushes the little disc.
Yeah, I know, and then they fall over.
Look at him. Look at this. It's good. Face, and you too. You're just as bad.
It is good.
Damien in Lilydale, Bill.
Hello, Damien.
Hello.
What properly rubbish thing are you obsessed with?
Every single day I count down, I sit there waiting for it. Billy's joke.
Yeah.
I wait for it and it is terrible every time, but I'm still sitting there every day listening.
Yeah. So
I'd keep an ear out for today, Damo, if I were you, because I get the feeling it's going to be real poor. Steph's in Fitzroy. Steph, what properly rubbish thing are you obsessed with?
This show.
We have led with our chin a little bit. He's hung up.
Oh, he's gone, has he?
Pete's in Broadford. Hello, Pete.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good. What have you got for us?
I got about at least 50-year-old old two-stroke Victor lawnmower.
Wow.
My old man bought it at a trash and treasure thing. And it's held together with bits of bloody wire and cable ties. And if I'm lucky, it starts after 10 minutes.
Andrew's there, Fat.
He is in Narre Warren. Hello, Andrew.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good. What's crap that you like?
It's a WWE.
Does it still go around?
Yeah, WrestleMania's on this weekend.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because back in the day, it was huge. One that with Hulk Hogan and all of the
Mario
Milano. Yeah. Oh, even now you are going back. Bill and I went to a function at 9 one night when Mario Milano was
there. I didn't know who it was, and you were telling me. I think he had his shorts on then, didn't he? His pants.
He wasn't saying much, Mario.
But he had them high up, didn't he? He had them up near his...
I'm pointing to him going, Bill, this is a legend.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Mario Milano.
I didn't know.
Bill had no clue. Mm. No, I used to love WWE back in the day.
Yes.
I didn't know it was still going.
Oh, no, Jim. I just don't watch it.
Yep. Leaping Lenny Poffo and see
all that. Dermot loves it.
Oh, Dermot was huge on it.
Yeah. Dermot loved it. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there, so stand by.
Imagine, Bill. All right, I don't get many things wrong.
Oh, no, you don't at all.
Ever.
What are you going to say here?
Well, Bill, I haven't covered myself in glory just recently.
Oh, Fonzie.
Well, Bill.
Fonzie.
I've had other stuff on my mind, of course.
Yeah, you have.
So I've been elsewhere a little bit.
I'll give you that.
I'm at home last night.
Yes.
And we'd run out of shows to watch. Yellowstone's done.
Done.
Or I think there's another series coming out.
Would be.
There would be.
It needs to be, because that is brilliant. If you haven't watched
I haven't seen the...
Oh, Bill, we've got to watch it.
Till he got shot on the roadway.
I bet...
No, but he came back.
People mightn't have said
that was the last way back, Jim. Anyway, keep going.
So I got to the end of Yellowstone, can't watch that anymore, looking for something to watch.
Yeah.
I had heard that the show about the LA Lakers, it's called Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. I'd heard it was good.
Yes.
Oh, with old Shake and Bake.
Mm. John C. Riley.
John C. Riley.
Ah,
you know, right out of that racing
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights. Shake and
well
Bake.
Well done, Rob.
He's the owner.
of the Lakers.
Oh.
Anyway, I start watching.
Yes.
Lisa's sitting there, and it was my suggestion. So you know when it's your suggestion.
You're dressed.
Bill, we're at home watching television. And when it's your suggestion, you feel a bit of extra heat because if it turns out poxy, it's on you.
Yeah. Gee, this is good, isn't it? What about that? Wow.
Phil, we're watching and we had no clue what was going on.
I'd have no idea what it's about. The LA Lakers, I reckon.
We're looking at each other and thinking this is the weirdest show ever.
Yeah.
Nothing made any sense. We obviously knew who Magic was.
Yes.
And I knew who John C. Reilly, he was pretty obviously the owner. But no one else in the show, we could work out who they were.
Right.
We stayed with it,
good.
Got to the end, and I thought, this is nowhere near as good as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's like weird. Mm. Nothing sort of fits.
Yeah.
Went back to the Foxtel menu.
Oh, no. What is it?
We'd watch the second episode first.
You're a dick. So
an hour, however long it took, and we could not work anything out.
So what are you saying, that you got it wrong?
Lisa, I think she hit the wrong button on the Foxtel remote.
Yeah, you picked it.
So then...
You got it wrong.
We went back and watched the first episode second. And then everything made sense. We obviously could work out then that, you know, Larry Bird and the great rivalry with the Boston Celtics and all of that. Yeah. It all sort of fitted in.
Oh, you're
Bill,
you're a dick.
The first 50 minutes... Yeah, you know, the last time I did that, Rabbits, I'm not going to...
What, got something wrong?
That never happens. No. The last time I watched something out of order,
yes,
it was Breaking Bad.
Oh.
I saw, like, episode 3 of the 5th series.
Yeah. I think he's pretty into it by then. You would have missed a bit.
But I'm watching it.
I reckon if you watch the first episode, you don't know what's going on.
Single weirdest show I've ever seen, but... I will say this, back to the LA Lakers.
Yeah.
Worth a look.
Mm.
It's on Fox.
Out of 10, what do you give it?
Well, if you watch them in the right order.
Yeah. Up there.
But it's building. They haven't started playing basketball yet. Only had a couple of eps.
Right.
But if you're looking for something to watch, it's called Winning Time.
Right.
On Fox, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. Have you got Fox?
Yeah.
Well, then you can maybe watch it.
I only watch the movies that come up. Jesus. I'll tell you what, The Bourne Identity, I've watched it the last 7 nights. It's on every night.
The same movie.
Same movie. Cool. He gets away.
Well, I know you haven't.
Yes, he's good.
That for a synopsis.
He gets away every time. Just sneaks out there.
Because of your stupidity, you still haven't got Stan, have you, or Netflix?
No.
Disney Plus?
No. Jim, what would I be watching Goofy?
Amazon Prime?
Donald. And,
that's all he thinks.
Bloke with the big ears. The Accountant?
What about it?
That's a good show. Now, that is a good show.
This is naming movies.
Hey, exactly
what
you're doing.
Well, that's what I watch every night. So you either watch the world movies.
You either watch free-to-air or...
What?
Foxtel, and that's it.
That's it.
What about... Do you stream anything?
Mm. Oh, stream.
Damn rabbits. Turn him off.
Rush Hour.
Of all the jokes Billy Brownless has told this year, this is... certainly one of them.
It's bloody hard to come up with a good, funny joke every day.
Well, it's not as hard as you make it.
Exactly. So...
On the Rush Hour's mid-season break, this is Billy's Joke.
My son Luke loves how I named our kids after Star Wars characters.
Right.
My daughter Chewbacca, not so happy...
That is appalling. But what it does is allows us to play Chewie.
Chewie. Imagine calling your daughter Chewbacca.
I wouldn't be, Bill, no.
No, you
Big Hig will be happy with that.
Big Hig.
Play out at the gym.
KFC.
Drop that in as often as possible.
He loved Chewie.
All right, not bad.
That's good. Right, well done.
Better than yesterday, which was embarrassing.
I think... it was okay, if I can remember whitely.
Remember.
And even rightly.
Remember me?
I was big in the 80s.
Oh, no. Oh, what's... Come on, finish up. That'll do us.
This has been the Rush Hour's mid-season break. JB and Billy are back live July 11. In the meantime, download the Listener app to hear the Rush Hour anywhere, anytime. I feel good.